Hello everyone, can you hear me? Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me for International Sword Days and to tell my story. Well, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owner where I'm on, which is past, present and emerging, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. And today on International Sword Day, I'd like to share with you the speech I gave at Parliament House in Northern Territory to the Economic Scrutiny Committee at the hearings for decriminalisation for sex workers in NT. As you all know, the sex worker-led campaign to decriminalise sex work successfully passed through government and was voted in November last year. Excuse me. Firstly, this is my speech now. Firstly, I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the Larrakia Nation's past, present and emerging. My name is Desiree. I use my sex worker name at the time. I'm from the NT. I'm a proud Aboriginal sex worker and the chair of the Scarlet Alliance Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Sex Workers Working Group and a member of the Executive Committee and representative for SWAP NT Sex Workers Reference Group. Thank you for this opportunity to address the Sex Industry Bill 2019. The bill provides important changes to NT sex works laws that will be beneficial to all sex workers, including Aboriginal sex workers, whether they identify as a sex worker or not. It seems that there are many assumptions about us and who we are and what we need. They separate us out from other workers and assume that we need protection or society needs protection from us. We are members of the community. We are people, we are sex workers. Attempts to create laws targeting us that criminalize us and surveil us only makes things more difficult and does not provide us with actual rights and actual protection. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander sex workers are overrepresented in street-based sex work and opportunistic sex work. Sometimes people mistakenly view as the only type of work sex works we do in the NT. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander sex workers work in a range of workplace types, sometimes at the same time. Targeting by the police is a persistent problem faced by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander sex workers, especially for street-based sex work and opportunistic sex workers. This targeting alongside the current illegality of street-based sex works create a range of issues for us and significant barriers to us being able to access police or justice if we are a victim of crime. Currently, because our work is illegal, we have to prioritise police evasion over the safety strategies we use in our work. And when we are negotiating with clients, when we try to bring our cases to the attention of the police or courts, we are not taken seriously or at times treated as if we are the criminal. Like other sex workers, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander sex workers need to access the occupational rights, health and safety. The only way to achieve this is by decriminalising sex work. The sex industry bill does this. People who claim to speak out against the bill on our behalf have not consulted us. They have not asked us what we think or what would actually help us. A perfect example of this is Dr. Caroline Norma, who's spoke today, and the Australian Christian Lobbying Group. Aboriginal sex workers also need anti-discrimination protection against the racism, prejudice and discriminations we face as sex workers and Aboriginal people. We need to access the appropriate peer support and services. We need to be able to access the same protections as other sex workers, regardless of how we work and how to identify. We need the full decriminalisation of sex work for all of us. Thank you. And yes, that was just part of that was my speech, a part of it when I spoke at the Economic Scrutiny Committee. And there were four with us and four against us. So Caroline Norma, Dr. Caroline Norma was a part of, with the Christian, and also the Christian lobby group. That's back at against, and they were acting very concerned about Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander sex workers, and putting all these inputs in, saying, "Oh, what laws?" You know, being really concerned. I was an Aboriginal sex worker right there, and they did not consult with me or anyone that I know of. It was shame, you know. I was just like, what the fuck? And yeah, and I'd like to tell also a little bit of story about myself growing up as a sex worker. Leaving home at the age of 15, I've traveled all around Australia and lived in many places all around Australia. Sex work was a way that I would, street-based sex work and opportunistic sex work was how I used to get by. And I was introduced by it by other sister girls, and because, I seen them doing it. I was like, where did you get that money from? You didn't have money 5 minutes ago. Then, you know, putting two and two together. I was like, okay, I'm doing it too. So we call them captains. And a lot of us identified Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander sex workers don't necessarily call ourselves sex workers, we call ourselves party girls. And our clients, we call them our captains. So yeah, when we say, okay, I'm gonna go around and I'm gonna get myself a captain tonight, so you know what we mean. And yeah, it's been fun times, funny times, good times. But also there were sad times as well, you know, especially with police brutality, going to courts. I lost count of how much times I've been in jail. I can tell you that for sure. But you know what? It's just made me a stronger person, and to keep fighting, especially for those who don't have a voice, and my Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community, and show them, do not fear the police. If you know that you're on the right, you can take them on face to face in court, which I have been in the process of doing at the moment, with the police being brutally assaulted in the city in Sydney. And you know, last year I was going to renominate to be a part of Scarlet Alliance executive committee. However, I thought, I just had this feeling 2020 is going to be something different, and look what's happening. So I thought, I stepped down from a couple of boards, and I just said, I need to just take time for myself. But I'm still up, you know, as I said, I'm still a part of the community no matter what. And I will still contribute to make better changes for not only the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander sex workers, for everyone. Thank you for hearing my story.